Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, Holland and Cal!
Nah, that's a bit shit.
Could ride anything to battle, what would it be?
Okay, when you say anything, qualify this slightly.
Like, if you wanted, it could be a floating orb.
Okay,
you could just be there on a floating orb.
Right.
You could be riding on the back of IKEA,
right.
Huge blue, and all the soldiers run towards you and they go inside the IKEA and get lost for 3 hours.
Yeah,
we had to go one way and then we needed meatballs.
Yeah. They come out and they're all laden
with picture frames and candles, and then you just chop their heads off.
From the top of IKEA. There's so many good answers. I was thinking just a big walking tree.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool because you could hang up.
That happened in Lord of the Rings.
That's the problem. That feels slightly derivative.
That's the sort of thing Gandalf would do.
Yeah, that is a real thing that's happened.
Yeah, when he was living with me, he had one of those big trees in the garden.
Yeah,
just out there.
Yeah,
I used to go out there and ask it if it wanted a cup of tea, and it went, "No, I'm a tree."
Yeah.
Just I thought it was a bit rude. Really,
it is rude.
So if you're a talking tree, then who knows if you drink tea or not?
Give some courtesy.
You can walk.
Yeah.
Who draws the line? You know, once a tree can walk, it might like a cappuccino.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
Anyway. I like that. Walking tree.
You're riding it like, to battle! But you're in the...
That's not a very scary voice.
Yeah, but it is if you're
that's
in a big
a wise
tree.
Wizard voice. Yeah, so you want to be a wizard. Point. You've turned this question into, I want to be a wizard.
Yeah. What could you run to battle? Can I be a wizard? Yeah. No, you've spoiled it. How about...
No, I think it's good. But yeah, carry on. No, what else? Okay, the trees didn't exist, and therefore that all living organisms would die because no oxygen apart from things would survive without oxygen.
I'd ride a massive invisible octopus.
What?
And you could see it was mad because it'd be thrashing around destroying stuff, and you could see I was riding on something. But I don't know what it is.
Wouldn't it suffocate out of water?
No, I'd put a water mask on it. I'd put a bucket on its head with water in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think if the bucket was on his head, the water would fall out.
No, I'd put cling film over.
Okay. Yeah. It'd be quite easy to defeat, though, wouldn't he? Like one arrow through.
Yeah, but you can't see it, it's invisible.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know where the cling film is.
So people are going to sort of fire at you, aren't they? You're not invisible, you're sitting on the top.
Yeah, that's true.
Of the bucket.
Yeah, but that goes for anything.
There's one guy fires, like, you spend ages getting your invisible octopus ready with his bucket and his cling film. One arrow.
What's
the octopus goes, and you just fall over. I'm sorry, guys.
There's
one guy in the front of the army going, you could have chose anything. What was that about? Why not an invincible troll?
I spent all our money for the army.
I mean, what is cling film? This is like, you know.
You could have made something much more secure for war. No, cling film. Just write some cling film on it. Where's the rest of the money gone? Just on the octopus.
I would do it on like a pyramid of gymnasts.
Right.
Because they would be able to, like, flick off and, like, slap someone in the face, then flick back into my pyramid.
Yeah.
And it'd be, like, and I'd be, like, marching towards... I really, really like the Roman centurions because they could do the different shapes with their shields.
Different shield shapes.
Yeah, so different shield shapes. So I could change, like, the shape of my pyramid. I could be, like, cylinder! And they'd be, like,
a cylinder. Form of tiger.
Yeah.
Or something.
That'd be really, really cool.
Transform into
and they
a
could
robot.
All be wearing cling film necklaces.
Yeah.
Just to have the best of both worlds.
Yeah, you have to have some cling.
One of them is wearing an octopus.
Yeah. In memory of me, I've died on the next one. Yeah. I thought it was a really good idea.
Yeah.
Invisible octopus, it sounds really scary.
I do still quite like the IKEA idea, though.
No, I think that's
although I'd be worried there'd be like a home base coming in the opposite direction.
Oh,
like,
an IKEA versus a home base. IKEA definitely wins.
I don't know. People in the middle going, well, home base is more expensive, but, you know, it's part of Sainsbury's.
Yeah, and then there's a massive Sainsbury's that caught up the rear.
Imagine that.
We've been caught in a pincer movement between a home base and a Sainsbury's.
Who would win if there was a war? And like all, they were big, like ambling, like monsters. You know, you had like Homebase, you had Asda, you had Morrison's, you had Marks and Spencer.
Okay.
You had Iceland. Yeah. Iceland would lose because it would all melt. The Iceland would kind of walk towards everyone. Yeah. And I had some prawns in there the other week and they were rubbish.
Yeah.
So everyone would go, oh, Iceland, you.
Oh, deserved.
Your prawns. We've heard about your prawns.
They would. Because
that got round to. I wrote a pamphlet.
And sent it to all the other supermarkets.
All the other supermarkets. Yeah. So they just ridiculed Iceland. So Iceland are out.
What about Lidl?
I love Lidl.
I think they're quite hardy, Lidl.
Oh,
no nonsense.
Any shop that takes priorities in meat and beer, that is the shop of Vikings.
They're like the Spartans.
I think that, and DI, and just like piles of like.
Just piles of stuff. You don't need shops.
Not swords, but like it might as well be like saws. I went in one, and there was just like, you know, in the they have those metal baskets.
You walked into it whilst it was still being constructed.
Yeah.
Got scaffolding here, brilliant.
Yeah, I was like, it's a bit abstract, but I'm feeling it.
What they do with the food? Just they just leave it in like lunch boxes that look like they belong to someone else, or just pick it out. Yeah,
nicked this workman's dinner and left a couple of quid on the way out in a bucket. Thanks, it's lovely. But I think maybe Lidl would do it. I think that's a good answer.
They're pretty hardy.
I mean, Marks and Spencer,
Tesco would be like the Roman army though, because they're like there's so many of them, and they'd all be coming out in the same format, and they'd be
really
worried about them.
And but I think M&S would be like, because I'm thinking M&S in the golden era. When they didn't sell anyone else's products, it was all M&S. Like, so that's a bit like they're coming from a distant land. like Genghis Khan riding over the mountains. Right, they're this whole new species of army with new products. Yeah, they're effectively, not riding elephants, but.
They'd riding a giant invisible octopus.
They'd be riding like octopus flavoured crisps and stuff. What's that? I've never even heard of these. We've had prawn,
Fall back!
Oh, these are lovely! Steven, you've turned! Oh, I'm lovely! Oh, such good quality!
It's more expensive, but it's worth it! Then it's decided.
Yeah. Morrison's wins!
Yeah, maybe Budgeons would be dug into a foxhole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like they'd be like this sort of Vietnam, like they'd be dug into the Coochie tunnels. Be terrifying.
What you think about it, they've got to be quite tough, right? They're open late.
Yeah.
They tend to be in a bit like rougher spots.
Yeah.
Don't they? Like, the one near me is kind of like right in the centre of town, it's open till like 11.
Mm.
You know, they've got to deal with the I've been in a pub since 6. I want some crisps.
That's just at 7 p.m.
They're tough mofos. Like, your average M&S staff would know, someone comes, I want a packet of croissant vinegar. They're like, we don't have those. We've got sea crackling and monkey vinegar. And we're like, what? Is that even ethical? No, we're M&S. We do what we want. We're abstract. It's like
pita bread isn't ethical. I don't know what to do. Call
like,
a manager.
Like, M&S is the closest that supermarkets come to being Andy Warhol.
To battle! Pigeons lose their lust for life.
You see, Stephen, it's depressing being a pigeon. There's a few restaurants they're trying to make it vogue for us to be eaten, but generally we're just seen as, rats with wings. Rats with wings!
Flying rats, someone called me the other day, and I'm missing a leg. I've got a little stump for a foot. I don't know what I bother anymore.
And also, what I want to say, right, is, like, the very definition, like, rats with wings, how dismissive is that, right? If you saw a human with wings, like, you wouldn't just be like, that's a human with wings, would you? You'd be like, what's that? What's that new creature? Is it an angel? Is it a thing of the sky? Is it, is it Apollo? You wouldn't just be like, well, that's a human with wings. Like, what's next? A monkey with gills? Like, it's not a monkey anymore, is it? It's a new species.
I think you've hit the nail on the head then.
I bloody well have.
Yeah. And I don't even look anything like a rat.
And also, we're you know, people, they look down on us, but we what do? We survive.
So the, yeah, nature's natural...
Like, everyone's banging survivors on about cockroaches will survive the nuclear winter. Well, I can eat a bloody cockroach. Can a cockroach eat me? No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even a cockroach with wings. They have wings, don't they?
You know what? You've begun to give me a reason to live again. I'm thinking, yeah. Cockroach is getting all...
Stick it to the man.
I'm going to eat a cockroach. I can eat whatever I like. Yeah. I'm going to pick at a chip on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes I eat stuff that isn't even food.
I'm going to be one of those pigeons that just walks in boots.
Yeah.
You know when you see a pigeon and it just walks somewhere it shouldn't be?
Yeah,
it gets inside. And then it flies up in people's faces and they're all like, whoa! Yeah, just a rat with wings, that's all I'm doing.
Yeah, rat with wings.
You ever seen a rat fly in your face, you stupid bitch?
Yeah.
I was going to censor myself, but then I thought you could censor it with an amusing sound.
You don't deserve it.
They don't deserve it.
They don't deserve it. Yeah, rat with wings, I'm flying through an underpass. Mate.
Actually, I take that back because bitches, female dogs, right, they get a bad rep as well, don't they?
Tell me about
it. You know, they're just female dogs and that, you know, thankfully no one says you bloody pigeon.
Yeah.
You know, no one says that.
Yeah.
But then they do, don't they? TLC... I don't want no scrubs and pigeons. Didn't they do a song about pigeons?
I've no idea. I've never listened to TLC.
Are you not? Well, I always used to fly in our price.
Yeah. That was where you got all your music knowledge.
I took down the music industry, our price, HMV.
Well, you were the one that caused it.
I did it all. Yeah, I did it all.
What were you doing? Changing the prices of things?
Yeah, I was in there flying at people's faces. They were like, yeah, I'm going to buy the new Game of Thrones. I was like, whoa! Straight in their face. They put it down. The double dip ensued.
Yeah. Oh,
power.
Right.
Pigeon power. PP, motherfucker.
I'm a little bit scared of you right now. I've been hanging around with you for 3 years. I don't know.
What I like about me is that I've sworn more in 30 seconds than we have in this entire series of podcasts, motherfucker bitch.
But you have given me a new lust for life.
Yeah, of course I bloody have.
Yeah.
Oh, Stephen. Oh, look, it's a bloody pigeon, isn't it? Squash his brains out.
No, I'll just hit a pigeon, mate.
No
pigeon wankers.
No. I don't reckon that porn exists.
Pigeon wankers.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll soon.
I mean, like, the really dark porn is, like, hosted on, like, weird, like, countries, isn't it? It's, like, weird parts of Eastern Europe. They have servers set up there.
Is it special?
Steam-powered by, like, rivers, and that's where, like, all the, you know, really dark porn is. But I think even in the depths of those hard drives, there isn't, like, a man. So... wiggling off a pigeon.
Wiggling off?
Yeah.
I like that.
Do you not say that?
That's a very evocative term for wiggling.
Do you not say that? I pick that up off Stuart Laws, you know.
Wiggling off?
Yeah, I say that to my missus all the time. I was like, go on, give us a little wiggle off.
Wiggle off?
Yeah, well, if you've got a penis that...
It does sound sexy. If you've got a penis that is will maintain flaccid shape and whatever goes on, then yeah.
Give us a wiggle.
Yeah, give us a wiggle. Yeah. That makes
sense. What's great about that is that if you
have to think of a new word to encompass it.
Yeah.
It's not gonna,
yeah.
It's not a job anymore.
Pretty wise words, this, from a dying pigeon.
Oh, no.
What do you buy Def for his birthday?
Well, he's got a scythe, isn't he? And a cowl.
I'd buy him one of those. Awesome.
Yeah.
They really should be back in fashion.
I would buy them some.
If I become famous, I'm going to release my own range of cowls. They're all going to be like hypercolour. You know that thing where you sweat, you get the patches?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sweet.
It's going to be a patchy cowl.
Cowls.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, what are you?
Sunglasses.
No, yeah.
Because then he's cool Death. And maybe a skateboard.
Yeah, nice. So he just kind of rolls up to people and goes,
yeah, rocks up.
You snuffed it.
Yeah.
Rides off.
Dude, you're coming with me to the afterlife.
Do you subscribe? Like, when I think of Death, in my mind, he is the classic skeleton in like a black cowl.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, but with sunglasses on. There.
Like, not the kind of Bill and Ted, bald white dude.
Yeah,
I mean, that's just Gomez on a diet. That was, that was just, yeah.
I imagine him like sometimes you can't even see into. Basically, I think the best death that was ever committed to film was the one from The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
The Ghost of Christmas Future.
Yeah.
He looks really good, like, because he's like a dark.
I disagree. My favourite is the one from Monty Python. And he has the best line as well when he points at the thing. It's the salmon mousse. That was really good.
Maybe it's quite good. But yeah, I'm imagining a scene because the thing of tattoos and stuff where there's a skull with like sunglasses on and a mohawk or something.
Tattoos with
a
skull.
Yeah, some tattoos where there's a skull. That's a tattoo. Or like there'd be, you know, you get designs like that. That's what I'm imagining. Death needs to upgrade a little bit.
Yeah.
He has a mohawk. Get him to a voucher and but Titanium Guy and some sunglasses.
So, Tony, what's he, what are they going to do with Tony and Guy?
Give him a mohawk.
Yeah. With what? He hasn't got any hair. We just said he's a skeleton.
On. Yeah, but, well, I don't know. Haven't thought this through. This is not a
I think that some people would be offended if they died and Death was wearing like sunglasses and a skateboard.
Tough luck.
I mean, imagine if you were like really into bowls and then Death's a skateboarder. You'd be like, what's all that about?
I think they'd appreciate it, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he'd be coming off of a half pipe. Like he'd been, because you'd die, and then in the spirit plane, he'd be like rocking on a vert ramp or something like that, and spin off and do a backflip.
Dude,
hey, bad luck, man.
That was the gnarliest trick of all.
Life, yeah. Life's the gnarliest trick ever. Hey, Death, what's the coolest move you can do? I don't know if he's very good. Maybe he's really shit. Death's falling off.
He just holds the skateboard. He's like, I can't do anything. I've got any muscles. Yeah. I'm just a skeleton. Like, I use my mind to move. Yeah. I would buy him a massive dildo.
Right.
Because he's deaf. Fuck him. I don't want to get him a nice present. I don't want to see him. I don't. You know, now you've said that, Deaf's gone, oh, that's quite cool. I'd quite like to meet Alex Holland.
Yeah.
I've said that. He's gone, fuck that guy. Fuck, you know, Jay.
But you're assuming as well that he wouldn't like a dildo. And really, your idea hinges on the fact that he would hate to own a dildo.
Well, he doesn't have any sort of, I don't know, maybe he would like a dildo. He could wear it around his neck.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, that'd be
that's
quite cool.
A loop around it.
Yeah. Wow. No, I mean like on a chain. Okay. Not just like a huge like
a scarf.
Three inch. Like, yeah, that's pretty that's big. That big. Is pretty big.
That's grotesque.
Yeah. I turn off most porn and go, whoa!
What are these freaks up?
3 inches? What has he got? No, like a huge sort of double-ended 4 foot round his neck, like sort of Mr. T.
Mm.
That would be quite cool. And
that would be quite cool for Death to turn up. I'd be more offended. You're complaining about him turning up on a skateboard and he's coming up with a massive dildo around his neck.
Hello. Oh, this is from another party. That was the gnarliest trick of all. Sting thinks he's in the police. I've just got this image of him going, Roxanne, you have to turn out the red light. That was literally
it's contravening rule.
He's waltzing around. There's people going, Sting, you're not actually, you're in a band called the Police, right? But you're not in the police. You can't get on the horses, like, they're not your... Sting, we love you, like, I'm a real cop, you're in a band.
Isn't that how they got him to join the
Sting
band?
Sting was there going, is that a red light? And Sting, focus, you're not...
I don't think you have a good grasp of the law.
No.
Because there's nothing wrong with red lights, they're perfectly fine.
That piano, that was evidence, you've just covered it in your fingerprints, doing a little ditty about she's murdered, she's on the floor, she's dead. Yeah. You can't do that, Sting.
It's not even a good song, Sting.
You can't really, I mean, that doesn't even fit into the Police's trope. I mean, where's that going to fit on one of their albums? Just halfway through, she's murdered. I mean, was that based on the sort of Bobby upbeat? I find that offensive, Sting.
Granted, that song you wrote whilst on a stakeout about keeping an eye on someone.
Oh yeah, that was brilliant. That was good, Sting. Well, how did that one go? I'm on a stakeout, but without meat.
Yeah, that was one. Yeah. I was thinking more of the one. I don't know if he wrote that one as well. No. I was thinking of the one I'll Be Watching You, which is the famous theme song. I'm on a stakeout, and there's no meat. Is also
you had an actual proper joke.
Yeah,
and I totally ruined it.
to it in a natural. I felt a natural joke, Jim. But I like that you. He also wrote this song, I'm on stakeout. Like he wrote.
I did try, like, you're on stakeout, but I don't really mean. Yeah. Like, play on the word stake.
But he wrote, like, I'll be watching. I was like, that's a really moving song. It's a really good song to stick. And then this next song was like, I've got another one about stakeout. I'm on a stakeout, but I ain't got no meat. Like, they preferred the other one.
Actually, that was the one I wrote, and you didn't want it, You didn't want my one.
Yeah.
You know, but you...
Oh, so it's all right for you to write a song about steakhouse. Yeah. As soon as we chip in with our ones.
Yeah, and besides, most of the time, we don't actually watch the perp. We just watch the buildings he's in. It should have been, I'm watching the location of the potential crime. I'm staking out the place which I believe the crime is focused around. Yeah. But obviously, they're innocent until proven guilty. Yeah.
And will you take that one? No.
He won't take... He says a lot of legal stuff's a bit long-winded.
That's why he shouldn't be
I think
police.
One of his albums is... This would be so much funnier if I knew anything about Sting.
Your long-winded Sting, get out of
you, yeah, Sting... You know, why not David Bowie? David Bowie would have made a much better cop. He's got all the undercover stuff. Yeah. He could have pretended he was an alien. That would freak out the crackheads. You know, if he had to go deep undercover...
Yeah.
You know... But I mean, think David Bowie would be the perfect undercover cop for hard drug busts, right?
Okay.
You send David Bowie in first, dressed as
Ziggy Stardust,
yeah. Right? There's a guy in there, and he's on his crack pipe, and he looks up, and there's David Bowie. Like, he's not going to be like, David Bowie, you're here to bust me. He's going to be like, this is amazing crack.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to go, I am hallucinating. David Bowie is picking up my crack and putting it in plastic evidence bags.
Bowie is making my wrists feel tight.
Yeah. Just be a bunch of crackheads looking at David Bowie as he's like, yeah, guys, just relax, man. I'm just... I think that is genius. He could have Prince as his sidekick.
They wouldn't have had to spend so long trying to catch Al Capone if they'd had David Bowie.
Oh, David Bowie could have swung right in.
Put on your red shoes and then Al Capone would have put his red shoes on and danced, and then he'd have inadvertently revealed his tax fraud.
I like to think that David Bowie would as well. He'd sort of he'd always like. Even when he was like sort of trying to be like a proper cop, his outfit would have like a little bit of like spangles and stuff.
Be glittering.
Yeah, so he'd have his normal like policeman's helmet.
Yeah.
But sort of like all round the side, it would be like a row of kind of like 7 or 8 inch beads.
Yeah.
Some people would just be like, what's that ornate police based lampshade doing here? And then he'd sort of hello, and put it back. And we'd quite good. I'm watching the location of the potential crime.
If we're two TV moguls, right? Hey, so, this is my TV mogul voice. So, these days, you got a lot of great TV coming out. You got a lot of people. I tell you what people like. They like vampires.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they love it. Like zombies.
Zombies.
Okay, doing all the zombies. They absolutely love it.
Zompires?
The zompires. We got to think of something, right? We got to cash in on this. But I feel like we need to find a new mythical being that people can get back.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of crazy shit... People can that we can make really like realistic and gritty, and we can like bring it into the 21st century.
I've got to be honest with you, I would be saying more, but I'm struggling with the accent.
Never bothered me before.
Never bothered me before.
That's why I like you.
Accent. Let's think about like the precipice of this is that we shouldn't be inventing anything new.
Yeah,
like it's always something old. It's always
Zombies, vampires.
So you get Nosferatu to Twilight.
The Twilight. Yeah, it's a great series.
Morning Sunshine. That movie's called
Morning Sunshine, guys. Yeah.
Movie. Werewolves have been done.
Werewolves, they've been.
Werewolves.
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 Yeah. They've been done a little bit. Yeah.
Well, we fawns. We like fawns.
Fawns are good. Yeah. We can, I mean, I like the idea.
Fawns are sexy, but not really scary. The movie's not going to start. Someone's inside. There's something outside. Clop, clop. There's something outside.
Oh, hello.
Clop, clop. Hello, would you like to hear the loop?
Holy shit.
Saying that, though, give it a few years and that'll be terrifying to the kids.
Yeah,
They'll be like, there's a guy outside doing culture.
Yeah.
You gotta. We got clappers. We got clappers over here. Get somebody out of the.
We could rename them. Clappity clappers.
The clappers. Yeah, you gotta give something. You can't call them Florence because people will be like, oh, I've heard about Florence. I've seen them in like Fantasia and shit, right? But you put clappers, they're like, oh. My.
I think wizards.
Okay,
sorcerers.
Sorcerers, okay. You know. Shit, yeah.
It don't work quite the same because you can't have like a million sorcerers on the street, you know, walking down with their hoods all like. You know, people hiding in the house. I can't go outside. It's going to turn me into a frog.
We got spellcasters out here.
Yeah. But I like the idea. Well, what else we got? We got Medusa. Like you Medusa. There's only one Medusa.
Yeah, you got a Medusa. You got your teeth fairies. You got them. Maybe there's something we can make it kind of gritty. Like, oh, they're going to come in and grab your teeth and take them away. That's a scary thing. That's the sort of thing. If you got your guy money, he's going to come in and take your teeth. You call him the teeth guy or whatever. That's scary. The teeth guys. We call them. Don't call them fairies. People aren't going to go.
But is he going to have wings?
He's got.
Because I'm not sure if I'll be scared of a big guy with wings.
Hey.
But he's got little fairy wings.
Hey,
it's
gonna
be funny.
I think we can spin it. I think we can spin it.
Ooh, that guy in my mouth. What are you gonna do with my teeth, with teeth fairy?
Well, I'm gonna put them under your. I'm gonna put a pound under your pillow.
Say, ain't that scary? Is it?
I'm gonna take all your teeth. I'm gonna give you £2.50. Okay, so
that's not a fair economy. Have you not heard of inflation?
No, that's why I'm evil.
he's not evil. He's misunderstood. He doesn't get economics. He's a fairy. Why would he?
He's a businessman.
He's a big
nut.
I like fairies. They're the good guys. He'll be a good guy.
We can work with
Loch Ness monsters.
Okay, yeah.
A million
Loch Ness monsters coming at you. Yeah. They're coming up the.
No. That could be a good movie. Like, okay. It starts the lake bubbles, and there's these Scotch people. They're all there.
Yeah, Scotch.
And they're looking into the lake, and then suddenly, like,
holy shit. Oh my god!
One appears. They're like, holy mackerel.
Yeah,
but it's not a mackerel. But holy mackerel, and then three more. They're like, oh my god. And then the whole lake just explodes, like turns into a black hole. And millions of these monsters just come out. What's the guy from Braveheart?
William Wallace, the Wallace.
No, the actor.
Screw
him, we'll have someone else. He's not good enough.
I don't like him.
Neither of us can remember his name. He's not hot.
He's not worth it.
Who's that? Will Smith.
William Smith.
Will Smith is the Loch Ness Whisperer.
Yeah, he comes in.
And he basically goes up to him and he does a Scotch accent. And he goes, I dip dip dip.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly how they speak.
That sounds. Are you Scottish?
I am 15th Scottish.
Yeah,
I like the fact that this sketch is now racist towards Americans and Scotch people.
And Loch Ness Monsters. Okay. A million Loch Ness Monsters. Are they in Loch Ness? I think they should break out of that. I think that's the problem. They're contained. People are like, I'm not scared of Loch Ness Monsters. I live in, like, Newcastle or whatever. So I think, like, maybe have them. They can walk on land. Okay. I'm writing that down. Loch Ness Monsters, 1 million land walkers.
They're walking on land.
We got Nessies out here. That's what people shout when they come out with the shotguns. We got 10 Nessies.
We could call it Nessie Lake.
The Loch family.
The Ness we made.
The Ness guys.
Ness Eclipse.
Will Smith and the Nesses.
Ness Explosion.
Okay, I like
Ness Fire Bomb Will Smith.
Shit. Tom Cruise.
Will Smith.
Tom Cruise as well.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
You don't like Tom Cruise? He can play one of the Nessies. He can be one of the Nessies.
I don't like Tom Cruise.
Oh, well, I have to agree with this.
Tom Cruise can be a two-fairy. He can be one of the good
guys. Yeah, okay, we'll put that into production as well.
Who the other... They're more fictional.
Hoofs. Centaurs.
Witches are good. Witches are good. Because what could happen is you could have one witch in a neighborhood, and then she gets all the other witches, and they all kind of get together, and they do a spell, and then they summon...
Like a million Nessies.
A million Nessies.
1 million Nessies.
That's what happens. It's witches.
It's a tie-in. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. What else is evil? What else could we do?
Yeah, you got your succubus.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of raunchy. It's for the late night audience.
Uh-huh.
They're going to go, okay, maybe I'm in bed. Maybe I'm scared. Maybe I'm thinking...
I want it to be a 12. It's got to be a 12. We want to make money. So rather than a succubus, it could be a rububus.
Okay,
Give people little rubs. And as they're going, oh, that's a lovely foot rub. They go, I'm eating your soul.
I like it.
Once they've been attacked by the rububus, they've got smooth skin. Completely smooth.
Their muscles are really relaxed and stuff. And they're kind of like, that's kind of weird.
They look like orbs with faces.
Yeah, I like it. That's terrifying. I'm going to put that down. It's been great working with you.
Uh-huh.
In our
production. It's always great working with me. Great. I'm Great McGrate.
Yeah, Great McGrate.
I wrote all the Woody Allen's films. Yeah. I wrote Cheese Factory in Pennsylvania. Yeah. I wrote Monsters on the Roof.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
I wrote Redoing the Roof.
Yeah.
Brackets Monsters again.
Monsters, the sequel. Yeah.
I wrote My Tongue Is Itchy, But I'm Getting Twitchy, which was a musical.
Lisa, I didn't even
Tom
know
Cruise,
about
that's why I didn't like know, it. Didn't Tom Cruise was in that about. Movie, and the problem was we had a big bridge in the front of the stage. Yeah. No one could see Tom Cruise. They thought I was a liar. I said, Tom Cruise is in there.
He's behind the bridge.
He's behind
the bridge, guys. Where you going?
Someone said to me, who would hire Tom Cruise, spend millions, and put him behind a bridge? And I did. I'm a genius. Tom Cruise loved the part. He loved bridges.
He liked the bridges. He wanted to come up on. He said, is there a bridge? I said, this is going to be the biggest bridge you've ever seen.
He did the stunts in Mission Impossible 3. He loves buildings. He wants to be an architect.
Great. Well, we are undoubtedly the best two movie producers from Devon.
I know. We are the best fake American movie
West
producers.
Country, classic West Country. You got your West Country guys here.
Exactly.
Yeah, we are classic West
Country. We overcame all the odds.
Yeah.
People say to me, where am I from?
That from
I say,
sorry.
That
accent you got, that's not going to help you in life. But I was like, no, it's fine. It'll work.
I know. I have people coming to me and say, your accent roams around and doesn't commit. At times it's just gruff rather than being like this.
Sounds kind of gruff.
And yeah. I say to them, have you seen Tom Cruise behind a bridge?
Oh, I should have stayed in the other show.
No, I shouldn't, mate. It was rubbish.